Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Oh, I can't believe it's our last night. It's gone by so quickly. So, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't mind.
Oh, Penny, don't look so sad.
Well, I am sad leaving here. Do you know, I've really enjoyed this holiday.
It has been good, hasn't it? The only thing that didn't happen was I didn't meet my Pedro.
Well, Carlos was keen, but you ignored him. In fact, I thought you were quite rude to him.
Oh, Penny, he had awful bad breath. I couldn't go out with him.
So what about Fidel? He was nice.
No, I didn't feel I could trust him. He flirted with everyone.
Oh, well, that's quite funny, because Fidel in English means faithful.
Faithful? You saw what he was like. He wasn't even discreet.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And he was far too keen. And I certainly didn't always believe what he said.
Oh, but Kathy, he had beautiful eyes.
Yeah, and a very nice bum.
Yeah, that's true.
Penny, you shouldn't have been looking.
Why not?
Because you've got the choice of Michael. Oh, I do wish you'd go out with someone with a different name. It gets so complicated.
I must admit, it would be tricky if Michael suddenly wanted to be called Mike.
Well, if that happened, you'd have to get rid of one of them. So, which one would it be? Come on, Penny, which one would you choose?
I don't know. Mike is so kind, and we did get on very well.
Yes, but then he just went off without telling you. You could do that again, you know.
Oh, thanks, Kathy. That's the one thing I hadn't thought of.
Yeah, I phoned her before we came out, and I told her I was staying for a few more days.
And what did she say?
Well, as you can imagine, she wasn't that happy about it, and she told me I was letting her down big time.
Oh, I suppose I get the blame for that.
Oh, she's already said it's your fault.
Oh, has she never?
Yes, and she says that if I don't come home next Monday, she may have to close the cafe.
What? So what reason did she give this time?
She said that Ruby's upsetting the customers.
Well, why doesn't she sack her then?
She can't sack her because she doesn't want to upset Millie. The last thing she wants is for Millie to leave.
Oh, well, I can understand that. We definitely want to keep her.
Why does everyone like Millie so much?
Because she didn't say a lot.
Salute.
Salute.
No, it's not salute. It's salute. Or something like that. Anyway, have we decided we'll go flamenco dancing tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
As long as we're not too late back, okay? Remember, we must be up at 7.
Yeah, that's all right. So, what are you going to wear?
Oh, I think I'll wear my red dress. And what about you?
Oh, I'm going to wear my little black number.
But that's very short.
Well, that doesn't matter. It means they'll be able to see my lovely legs when I'm stamping about dancing.
Oh, well, I think the problem with your dancing is you don't have any rhythm.
Penny, how can you say that? I've got more rhythm than a drum machine.
Kathy, last time you did your so-called dancing, they asked you to sit down.
Well, that was because I was in front of the professional dancer.
No, it wasn't. It was because when the music stopped, you kept going.
What do you want for dessert?
Oh, nothing, thanks. I'm full.
Are you sure?
Yeah, honestly. You have one, though.
No, I'm okay. Yeah, okay, let's finish this.
Thanks.
So, have you made any decisions about the future? Or shouldn't I ask?
No, I don't mind you asking, but I'm still not sure what I really want to do.
Well, the other day you mentioned about going to university. Do you still want to do that?
I might.
And any thoughts where you might go?
No, not yet.
Well, if you didn't do that, what are the alternatives?
Well, I suppose I could get a different job.
And what would you like to do?
Well, that's the problem. I don't really know.
Well, when you were young, you always wanted to work with animals.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that anymore.
So there's nothing else you'd really like to do?
Well, yeah, there is one thing. But please don't laugh.
No, of course I won't. So, what is it?
What I'd really like to do is be a train driver.
Really?
Don't laugh.
I'm not. I'm just smiling because when I was young, I also wanted to be a train driver.
Did you? So why didn't you do it?
because I got a job in engineering. You see, I was good at maths and physics, so my father asked a friend of his, who was in engineering, if he would give me a job. And he did. And the rest, they say, is history.
But you really like your work, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Mum thinks you're going to work with her in a year's time.
Yes, I know that.
So, do you want to live on the Isle of Wight?
Oh, I like the island. That's not the problem. I just don't know if I could work with your mother all the time. Now that could be a problem.
Do you love her?
Yes, of course I do. Because we had you. But I don't always like her.
She won't want me to leave home, Dad.
Amy, she just feels very protective over you. And as long as you are living at home, she feels she has some sort of control over keeping you safe. Well, that's what I think she feels.
But, Dad, sometimes I can't bear it at home. She almost crushes me with her...
love?
Yeah, no, it's more she's got a hold over me. I can't seem to do anything without her approval.
Look, Amy, there's no rush to go to university or change your job for that matter. So think hard about what you really want to do. And then when you do decide, you must be strong enough to go through with it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and thanks, Dad. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, I've hardly been at home for you, have I?
No, but you've always been there for me. You always listen, and that's what I love about you.
Oh, sorry. Keep your arms in, Kathy. That hurts.
Sorry, but at least I'm doing it properly. Look, you should stamp your feet like this.
Oh, just stop showing off. Who taught you to do that?
No one. I just copied her.
I see. Gosh, she is good.
A bit like me.
Oh, I'm going to go and sit down.
Okay. Watch and learn, Penny, and then you might get better.
Oh, really? I'm going for a drink.
Oh, you got me one. Thanks.
Kathy, it's the last one of the night, though. We must go to bed soon. Remember what we agreed?
Yes, I know what we said, Penny, but the night is still young and those two over there are looking at us.
Which two?
The guys sitting by the end of the stage.
Oh, no. Come on, let's drink up and go.
No, I'll get up in time. Anyway, it can't be that late.
It's 10:30. But you've got a pack, haven't you?
Yeah, but that's all right. That won't take a minute.
Well, I'm going to bed. We've had a lovely holiday, so please don't ruin it now.
Penny, all I want to do is enjoy a little bit more of the evening. I won't be long.
Well, it's up to you, but I'm off. And if you're not ready in the morning, I will leave without you.
Oh, no, you won't.
Yes, I will. I mean it. I'm going to catch that plane whatever happens. And if you're not there, then tough. It'll be all your fault.
Of course I'll be there. I'll just have one more drink. Oh, crikey, they're coming over.
Wow, not long now, we'll be home.
Oh, sorry, I feel so tired.
Well, I don't. So what time do you eventually come to bed?
About 2.
And then you had to pack?
Yeah, but it wasn't a problem. I just threw everything in. Trouble is, I feel like I've left something behind.
No, you haven't, because we checked everywhere.
But you know when you get that feeling?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But no, nothing was left. I checked all the rooms. You know, you probably feel like that because it was all such a blooming rush.
Maybe. Well, let's hope the taxi's there on time.
I told you, they've already texted me to say they'll be there.
And what should we do about food tonight?
Well, I thought we could order a takeaway. I don't fancy going shopping, do you?
Oh, no, not really. So, what do you think was the best bit of the holiday?
Oh, I love Sagrada Familia. And those scramblers. Oh, and do you remember when the statue moved and you almost knocked me over?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry about that. But it frightened the life out of me.
Oh, so go on, tell me. What did you like best?
All of it. I'd like to have stayed there longer.
Oh, surely not because of those two guys.
Oh, good God, no. I would have just liked to have seen more of Barcelona.
It was a lovely holiday. And thanks again, Kathy, for organising it.
Apart from when we first got there.
Yeah, which was a bit of a disaster. But apart from that, it was wonderful.
Yes, it was. I think it was a total success.
Yes, thank goodness. And it was certainly much better than last year. Kathy, have you finished? You've been up there ages. It can't take you this long to unpack. Kathy, just leave it. This will get ruined. Oh, good. It's about time. OK, so if I dish out, can you pour us a glass of wine? And why were you so long?
Oh, sorry. I was looking for something.
Oh, what's that?
My watch. I can't find it anywhere.
Well, weren't you wearing it earlier?
No, I thought I'd packed it.
So when was the last time you saw it?
Well, I definitely had it on last night because Marco said that my watch looked very expensive.
Did he? Kathy, you don't think... No, no, forget it.
No, go on. Tell me what you were going to say.
No, it's nothing. I'm sure your watch would turn up.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.